My dad was a special guy. He was a two-time All-American football player at Virginia Tech, an academic All-American in the classroom, just an all-around good guy. For me as a kid growing up, he was this larger-than-life person, sort of like a superhero. I had some of his awards and trophies in my room. I saw his picture in magazines. He was even on the Bob Hope Show. I remember as a kid representing him being inducted into various sports halls of fame. One of my favorite memories is when we would drive to my parents' hometown of Clarksburg, West Virginia, to visit our grandparents, because it was always exciting for me to see the welcome sign that says, "Home of Frank Loria, All-American." I'll never forget meeting people who knew my dad and how they would tell me such great stories about him. It was important to them that I knew not only what a great football player he was, but more importantly, what a good man he was. The unfortunate thing is, I never got to meet my dad. In 1969, after graduating from Virginia Tech and unsuccessful tries to make it in the NFL, he became a young assistant coach for the Thundering Herd of Marshall University in Huntington, West Virginia. The team was in a rebuilding process, and the 1970 team was starting to show signs of progress with a brighter future ahead. They lost by 3 points to East Carolina University on November 14th. It would be the last game the team ever played. The team had chartered a plane for the trip to ECU, a big deal back then. Also, a lot of the team's biggest boosters and fans traveled along. I can only imagine what my dad's thoughts were as they were flying back to West Virginia. He was competitive, so I bet he was very disappointed in the loss, but also very excited to be going home to be with his pregnant wife and two little daughters, Vicky and Julie. The plane was minutes from landing when fate intervened and tragedy struck. It clipped the trees and crashed into the side of a mountain, killing all 75 beautiful people on board. Frank Loria was only 23 years old. I was born a month and a half later. This November 14th marks the 43rd anniversary of the crash. That means I'll be 43 years old. I have a good job. I'm married to a wonderful woman, and I have two beautiful children whom I love dearly. Sophia is 11, and Frank Loria III, he is 9. I love being a daddy and count it my most important role right now. Yet, I still have a void in my life that will never go away. I don't know what it is like for my dad to give me a hug or a smile or to tell me he loves me. So all my life, I've strived to be good, and in doing so, I hope that my dad would have been proud of me. That hope has inspired me all through my life. It led me to go to West Point for college, serve in the Army as a logistics officer, and leads me in the decisions I make today in the business world and in life, always trying to do things the right way. I guess even after all these years, deep down, I'm still a boy who longs for his dad's approval. I think the movie We Are Marshall was very good. It wasn't a football story. It was a story about life. Before the movie was released, Warner Brothers aired a special private premiere in Huntington, West Virginia, for all the family members of the 1970 and 1971 Marshall Thundering Herd football teams. My mom, my sisters, and I were there, as well as my father's first cousin, Tony. He was a senior defensive back on the 1970 team, but Tony didn't travel to ECU because he was injured, thus saving his life. After the premiere was over, he looked at me and started to cry uncontrollably. I hugged him tight, and all of the grief he had hidden poured out. It was a healing moment for him. We all have things in life to deal with. Life is not perfect, and it certainly can be messy. But we can still find a lot to be thankful for, even if it's something or someone who you never really had.